This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Mark Lennon-Smith.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Mark Lennon-Smith, here to talk about the latest Ceramic Cow production of Fun Bags.
Fun Bags Comedy Improv. Yes, we're going to be at the York Ballroom again on May 7th. We're there about once a month. It's got a little home turf here. And we'll be there. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8. So, yeah. So, come on out.
Now, if people have not... are not familiar with the Fun Bags. It's an improv troupe.
We are Northwest Arkansas's only short form improv. And what that means is if anyone who's ever seen the show Whose Line Is It Anyway, we play a series of short games and that uses audience volunteers and audience suggestions, and we incorporate those immediately into the improvs that we're doing. So even though we may be playing the same games, it's a different show every night because we're getting different things from the audience.
The better the audience, the better the show. I think.
Yeah. But when the audience is really, really into it, and you can feel that really great energy. Of course, it energizes us as actors, and we feel like we're all kind of working for the same goal. So, yeah, the audience makes a huge difference in the shows.
In improv, do you ever find yourself not knowing what to say because you are coming up with it on the spot?
Sometimes there are moments where you do have a little bit of slip of the clutch, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there can be a lot of pressure to come up with things immediately. But part of the charm of improv, especially short form improv, is the audience enjoys watching us struggle and sometimes watching us completely fail. You know, and that's part of it because we go into it knowing
right.
that this may or may not work. Mm-hmm. And there's another form of improv that's called long form where you're doing an entire play, a three-act play, in front of your audience and creating it. And, you know, it may take an hour and a half, it may take 2 hours, it may take 45 minutes. And we've played with that, but we find we like short form better because if something's not working, you can change it immediately.
Right.
And your recovery when you're doing long form, if something isn't going right or something's going south, is much more difficult to do.
I have seen Fun Bags before when you were the referee or the master of ceremonies.
Yes, the MC. Yeah.
Right. Is that the role you will have?
Yeah, but also play the games too. You know, I serve both functions. I guide the program and the sets, and then I also participate as an actor too and as an improver.
Now you're at the York Ballroom about once a month, but you also do other events.
We
as well,
do. We
I
do
saw
a lot
you
of,
over this weekend.
Yeah, you saw us over the weekend at the Sunshine School gala, the Big Doings, which was quite the Big Doings. And we do a lot of corporate stuff. We'll be at. We've done the Pinnacle Hills Arts Festival. We've done First Thursday. We'll be back up at the Bentonville Arts Festival in June. We did the polio fundraiser a couple of weeks ago. So we do a lot of stuff like that. So if people are interested in having us do their corporate functions or their private parties, then go to funbags.org, get in contact with us. We can give you the information. It is a great way to entertain your audiences and to give your people something totally different.
Well, do you find that there's a difference between people that go to something at the York Bowl for you versus when you go to something where you're part of the...
Absolutely. Because when we perform at the York Ballroom, we are a destination. People are coming mm-hmm. there knowing what to expect, and they're coming there to see Fun Bags. When we do these other projects or these other events like fundraisers, audiences really don't know what to expect. So, like, we break up the set. We do a first set for about 20 minutes, second set we do for about 30 minutes, and I come out first just kind of trying to warm up the audience so we as an improv group can kind of read and see kind of what their energy is. So, but yeah, there can be a huge difference between the audiences depending upon the situation, the venue.
And you rehearse. That's what some people don't understand. Are you, rehearse
just,
is not the right word.
No, we do. We do rehearse. It's just like a football game or football players, whom I've seen on TV, that you rehearse the plays, and even when you get on the field, it may be a totally different thing, but you have to have a game plan going into it. And or it's like playing childhood games, like hide and seek, where you have a set of rules, a set of parameters that you have to be within, but it's going to be different each time because the players are different. So yeah, we rehearse all the time.
And what would happen in a rehearsal?
We rehearse the games that we've been working on. We'll introduce new games. We have a new game that we introduced last time called Boy Band, which we actually invented ourselves. And it's four of our male team members, one of which is myself. And our ask for from the audience is we first asked for a boy band name.
Like a real one?
No, like a fake one.
Okay.
Like a fake boy band name, something really super cheesy. And then a title for fictitional ballad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we create that ballad while they're watching, and of course each verse begins with the word girl.
As every good boy band does.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the
absolutely.
Most important lyric.
So, yeah, and then we also rehearsed just structures and exercises because there are rules in improv that you don't deny. You add to. You're continually giving information. You're supporting your team players, so, and creating characters. And so we work on that, too, during our rehearsal process.
So it's not about I can be the funniest.
No, if you try to be funny, that's the catch here. If you try to be funny, you're not going to be funny because what's funny is the reality of the moment. So, and we, when someone tries to be funny, we call that showboating. And they're trying to manipulate the improv and they're trying to manipulate it to get to a joke that they thought of as opposed to just letting things being very organic and just develop. That's where the fun comes in and that's where the humor comes in.
Can I ask one more question?
Of course.
You know how with certain athletes, they'll say they're in the zone or...
Yes.
You'll see someone who hit, a baseball player who hits four or five home runs over a four-game stretch and the swing's going really well, and it's really kind of hard to explain. Can that happen with improv?
It does. Really? Actually, our last show that we had last month was just smooth as silk, and all of our shows go really, really well, but this one was just extraordinary because the audience was with us on every moment. We as team members were right in the moment, too, and we were enjoying each other, enjoying the audience, enjoying the moments. Mm-hmm. So, that plays into a lot of it. And how it actually plays out is when you have that certain specific energy going on. And so there.
So Fun Bags Saturday night.
Fun Bags Saturday night, UARC Ballroom. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8. It's just $5. It's the cheapest date in town. There is a cash bar available. And we'll have a great time. So we hope everyone comes out. Our audiences have exploded since last November. So we hope everybody comes out and sees us.
Figuratively.
Figuratively.
Okay. Mark Lyndon-Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.